Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasper. How may I help you?
Yes, I need to talk to somebody. Some money was charged out of my account, my bank account, to you guys, and I don't even know who you are.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I can try to search for that charge by using your zip code.
32024.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Ma'am?
And your first Deborah, and last...
Deborah Peek, P-E-E-K.
Thank you. Okay, I didn't order anything. One moment.
I didn't order anything.
Okay, and what would be your shipping address for verification purposes?
Ma'am?
Do you mind verifying your shipping address for me?
235 Southwest Goose Place, Lake City, Florida.
Thank you. So I see that on April 19th, you placed an order for the pods, you did a free trial, and you paid $5.97.
For the what? Pod.
Yes, for our ear pods that are great quality, you can connect them to your phone.
Okay, why do I have a $69 charge?
Because when you paid the shipping, you did initiate a free trial. After the 14 days were up, you were going to be billed the full retail price.
No. I'll send them pods back to you. I don't want them.
I mean, are you sure I can try to take off
35%? I did not realize that. I do not want them if I got to pay $64.
Okay, are you sure?
They're not worth it.
I can take off 35%?
It's wrong. I didn't realize that. Didn't read that anywhere.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that was in our terms and conditions, but I'll be more than happy to apply one of my discounts, and I can cut that price in half and make that $32.
Okay. But don't charge me for anything else.
Yes, ma'am. No problem. That new price is $32, and I'm going to go ahead and apply that for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Just want to let you know I'm still here with you. It'll just be one more moment.
She remembered how nervous her superiors were about investigating an ambassador for sexually abusing his 11-year-old daughter. It's been a very painful time for you.
Yes, it was.
How did your mother take it?
She was jealous because Daddy couldn't stand to touch her. So she sent me away to boarding school. I begged her not to, but what mother wants, mother gets.
She abandoned you, Jamie.
I survived.
Still, must be hard facing that kind of rejection from your own daughter.
What do you mean?
Emily came out of her coma a few hours ago. She told us everything. She wants to see you. But first, you and I have a couple of details we need to straighten out.
What detail?
Let's start with the hairbrush.
It's Justin.
Yes, but we got a partial print and with Emily's testimony.
Emily, the liar.
Now, why would she lie?
Her father poisoned her against me. It's been very painful. Very hurtful.
I know, Jamie.
Thank you for your patience. That discount was applied, and the new price is $32.
We can start to heal.
Hi, ma'am. Are you still there?
We were driving, and she wouldn't stop crying.
Miss Peek, are you still there?
So I pulled over to try and talk to her. But when she told me she and her daddy were leaving,
hello, Miss Peek, can you hear me?
I pulled her out of the car, and she hit her head on the curb.
How?
She fell.
Come on, Jamie.
I didn't shove her hard. I just wanted her to stop whining so I could talk to her.
Did that stop her?
It was the first time she was quiet all day. She was sleepy. So when I got home, I put her to bed and I